Good morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Let's talk about a girl called Sonia, because her dog thinks he's human. Is that pretty much it?
Pretty much. Now, we've got an interesting situation. Sonia has a beautiful boy dog, and she thinks he thinks that they're going out together, because he was on the bed the other night, and Sonia went to get him off, and he wasn't impressed with her, and he growled, and then she kept trying to get him off, and he gave her a bit of a lip curl and
a bit grumpy.
Yep. And so Sonia's freaking out that she might have an aggressive dog on her hands. How can we help her?
So what do you do, Joe?
Well, this is really interesting. I think first we need to understand that dogs have natural guarding instincts. They like to guard their people, places, and things that are important to them. I would say that this dog's been on the bed for quite some time. So perhaps our dog's a little bit confused about his place in the world. And it's just a matter of re-educating. So although there was a growl, the growl is kind of like a dog's first warning that they're not happy. A bit like, you know, if somebody kicked my foot while I was sound asleep watching TV.
You'd go, hey!
Exactly right, exactly right. And what we've got to be very careful to do is to not meet that growl with our own aggression. So we've got to be careful not to get to the dog to a place where they decide no longer to use the growl, and then to perhaps go to the next stage of "I told you not to move me" kind of thing. So firstly, we need to understand that the growl is a warning indicator, and because this dog has been allowed on the bed for quite some time, the fact that we're getting kicked off obviously is confusing. So what we want to do with this dog is we want to re-educate. So what I suggest we do is we need to put him on the learn to earn schedule, which basically means we want to start giving him, instead of giving him his toys and his place and food on tap, what we want to do is teach him who the person is that he depends on. So from now on, maybe before he gets on the bed, for example, we might ask for a couple of sits or a sitting down and reward that sitting down. I would also tell Sonia I would teach the dog to learn to come up on my command. So that might be up, but also I would be teaching off, so that the dog understands that this is my space, but I might like to invite you into this space. But when I say I want you out of this space, you need to just be willing to do that. And dogs are social beings just like us. So it was probably a little bit offensive in some regards. Also, Sonia might be able to put a dog bed down next to her bed and teach her dog to accept that that might be his place as well. Now, as far as it is, this dog going to end up being an aggressive dog? No, it's just like us. Sonia might have caught him at the wrong time, at the wrong moment. But what we want to be very careful to do is we don't show fear and go, oh my goodness, but what we do is we just make sure we use our brains and not our brawn, and we get the dog to learn that, okay, we want you off. Now, for example, what Sonia could have done is the dog doesn't want to go, so maybe she goes out to the kitchen, the dog would naturally go out there, pop his lead on, and then maybe bring him back in. That way, if I've got the lead, I can control the behaviour of jumping up as well. So there would be a couple of tips that I would give Sonia, and not to worry.
I'm sure you've helped Sonia today. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au and you'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. I'll catch up with you next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good weekend.